When dinner was over, Mr. Beku escorted me by rickshaw to a beautiful inn on the grounds of the Nanzenji Temple. He'd already visited there earlier in the day to arrange my clothing in an adjoining room. He helped me out of my kimono and changed me into a more casual one with an obi that required no padding for the knot, since padding would be awkward for the doctor. He tied the knot in such a way that it would come undone quite easily. After I was fully dressed, I felt so nervous that Mr. Beku had to help me back into my room and arrange me near the door to await the doctor's arrival. When he left me there, I felt a horrible sense of dread, as if I'd been about to have an operation to remove my kidneys or my liver or some such thing. Soon, Dr. Crabb arrived and asked that I order him sake while he bathed in the bath attached to the room. I think he may have expected me to help undress him, because he gave me a strange look, but my hands were so cold and awkward, I don't think I could have done it. He emerged a few minutes later, wearing a sleeping robe, and slid open the doors to the garden, where we sat on a little wooden balcony, sipping sake and listening to the sounds of the crickets and the little stream below us. I spilled sake on my kimono, but the doctor didn't notice. To tell the truth, he didn't seem to notice much of anything, except a fish that splashed in the pond nearby, which he pointed out to me as if I might never have seen such a thing. While we were there, a maid came and laid out both our futons side by side. Finally, the doctor left me on the balcony and went inside. I shifted in such a way as to watch him from the corner of my eye. He unpacked two white towels from his suitcase and set them down on the table, arranging them this way and that until they were just so. He did the same with the pillows on one of the futons, and then came and stood at the door until I rose from my knees and followed him. While I was still standing, he removed my obi and told me to make myself comfortable on one of the futons. Everything seemed so strange and frightening to me, I couldn't have been comfortable no matter what I'd done. But I lay down on my back and used a pillow stuffed with beans to prop up my neck. The doctor opened my robe and took a long while to loosen each of the garments beneath it step by step, rubbing his hands over my legs, which I think were supposed to help me relax. This went on for a long time, but at last he fetched the two white towels he'd unpacked earlier. He told me to raise my hips and then spread them out beneath me. "This will absorb the blood," he told me. Of course, a mizwage often involves a certain amount of blood, but no one had explained to me exactly why. I'm sure I should have kept quiet or even thanked the doctor for being so considerate as to put down towels, but instead I blurted out, "What blood?" My voice squeaked a little as I said it because my throat was so dry. Dr. Crabb began explaining how the hymen, though I didn't know what that could possibly be, frequently bled when torn, and this, that, and the other. I think I became so anxious hearing it all that I rose up a little from the futon because the doctor put his hand on my shoulder and gently pushed me back down.